Business Shark.
I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, because if I fail, that means I fail for my entire female nation, I call it.
Is that possible? That was the question for myself. And it is absolutely possible.
Good evening, America, and good afternoon, Australia, and welcome to everyone else from across the planet. A big shout out to anyone listening in Germany today. You're back with your host, Tony Lontis, and this is the Everyday Business Show. Now, just a reminder, if you're listening on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter, we have the lovely Hannah ready and waiting to provide you with links to anything we talk about today, and also the ways in which you can connect with our gorgeous guest, who I'm going to tell you about in a little moment. If you want to watch in replay, please tune in to the Tony TV channel on YouTube, Binge, Hero Go, and on all Roku, LG, and Samsung smart TVs across the planet. Each week, we do an acknowledgement of the special important role Indigenous communities play in the development of a country's cultural identity. So I want to respectfully acknowledge the people of the Yugambeh language region, Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia, the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and broadcast, and pay my respect to the elders past and present and all the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here listening and watching today. Now, I have an incredibly special guest with me today, and I say incredible because she was one of my very first mentors in entrepreneurial business, and she is also the publisher of my first book. She has been an amazing mentor, and I'm delighted to have her on the other side of the desk from me today. But before I introduce her, here's what you need to know. Natasha Denman is the ultimate 48-hour author, a highly sought-after professional speaker, coach, and mentor. Natasha is a 14-time published author and creator of the game-changing business model, The Ultimate 48-Hour Author. She's helped over 600 solopreneurs become first-time published authors in across 15 different countries from around the world, including Australia, USA, UAE, and Canada. 3 years ago, Natasha also founded her own publishing company called Ultimate World Publishing, and now her authors are writing their second and third books. Reminds me, I must get onto that next book. Natasha has appeared in all major outlets across Australia, including the Sydney Morning Herald, the Financial Review, and The Age. Natasha is changing the way in which people in business in Australia and the world, and she runs a multi-seven-figure business with her husband and three children from home, having pivoted the business from an offline model to a highly successful online model during the pandemic. Welcome to the show, Natasha. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you, Tony. It's been a few years since we've, worked together on your first book, and it's like come full circle, and I'm loving checking out all you things you're doing.
And I would never have predicted that this would be where I was 3 years ago when we published the book. So much has changed and happened and grown, and I have to again pay tribute to the program that I did with you and the education as well as the publication of the book. And so I actually wanted to start at the beginning and talk about how you got into publishing, Natasha.
Okay, well, I started almost 12 years ago now, and I started out as a life coach who had a traumatic life event where shit hit the fan, and my husband lost the business. Therefore, I went to life coaching thinking I was going to grow this six-figure business part-time hours to support my family and, you know, become an entrepreneur. And I didn't realize how hard it was going to be and how hard it would be to find clients and leads and prospects. And I tried so many different things for the first 6 months, and I had one paying client. And one day, about 7 months in, someone after a networking event said, you know, that you love this human behavior and mindset stuff, you know, you should write a book. It will be your business card on steroids. And that just penny just dropped. And I thought, you know what? I think he's right. I need to do something that's going to give me like a oomph. You know, like, you know, people are going to notice me. They're going to respect me. You know, they're going to think I'm an expert and all this sort of stuff. And I did. I actually wrote my first book. It wasn't in 48 hours. It was in 90 days, which I still think is
pretty good.
And I bought a publishing package from a company. I didn't know actually people like me existed where they would mentor you through a program. That's why nowadays I've created this for the last decade, which supports people to do it a lot easier and faster. So the first book came out and the rest was history because each business grew to six figures the following 12 months. One weekend, a few books in, I decided I would write half a book with a girlfriend, which is where the 48-hour model was born. And I thought if I could do half a book in 3 hours on a weekend, maybe I could help people do a full book over 48 hours, which is how it evolved. And 40 retreats in, Tony. The next week is our 40th retreat, and we're here for a year.
Oh, I'm going to get to all the retreats and all the good stuff. So it was a life-changing moment that got you into business, but business has been completely life-changing for you and the family, hasn't it, Nat? It provides you and your husband with full-time employment. You employ staff. You have all these amazing authors. So it's been a good track for you to go, but it wasn't easy, was it?
No, not at all. It was so hard those first 2 or 3 years. And, you know, seeing
you. Tell me about it.
I know. Yeah, you know what I mean now, 3 years in. You know, and hopefully now things are starting to, like, just get a little bit more streamlined and organized and all that sort of stuff. But, God, those first 3 years. And I always say that famous quote, I don't know who said it, but entrepreneurs live a few years of their life like most people won't, so they can live the rest of their life like most people can't.
And yes.
Yeah, I just love that quote. It's so true. But most people won't do what we have done in those first 3 years. And
Because it is tough. And tough over the last 2 years is probably an understatement. Like, just hard for business, hard for people, hard for humanity. Natasha, you used another publishing company when you started publishing books. Yes. What was the thing that got you to think about the outsourced publishing model versus in-house publishing?
Well, I wanted, first of all, I didn't have the confidence to do it myself, right? So I saw someone locally here in Melbourne and they were part of my package, right? And then as I grew in confidence and kind of set up the systems that I needed to around, say, the retreat model, I had enough room in my mind to kind of attempt publishing. And I actually published my own book, that fully book, that yellow book that you see behind me. That was the first guinea pig. I was my own guinea pig to just kind of go, let's go through this process myself. I know a lot about it now. I've done 7 or 8 books myself, so, you know, let's see how complicated it is. And I realized after doing it how easy it actually was. Why wasn't I doing this in-house with my own flavor and with my own values? Because, of course, when there's two different businesses helping an author, those two businesses have slightly different flavors, right? Because we're just different people, right? So by bringing it in-house, I was able to make the journey truly start to finish. That there was no one outside of us that they needed to look for and that have that consistency and a wonderful customer experience. And then I could do all of those things, like give my authors all their rights, like give them their print-ready files. No one had to say, oh, but now you're going to buy this, or like there was no red tape. It was just like, I wanted to create Your Book Your Way is my slogan for my publishing company, because I didn't want anyone to feel like they're keeping that I'm keeping something, or I'm keeping them stuck, which is how I felt with two companies that I worked with in the past.
Yeah. And that's been a good move for you, Nat. I think that my book might have went through the new publishing. It went through,
You did. You were probably one of the first. That August retreat group was the final retreat the other company dealt with, and you were the November retreat, which was first retreat group that came through our in-house publishing company. I remember working quite intimately with you together because I was quite involved in that side of the process.
Absolutely.
Now we've got two girls that are purely just doing that. One is a publications coordinator and one is a publications manager. And I actually do not even look at that side of it. Unless there's a challenge and I need to step in and give an idea or solve a problem, I really am focused on obviously the business growth being the face of the business, but I've got a team of people who are doing everything. And look, Tony, bringing it in-house brought in a significant benefit financially to the business, because we've got extra wages to pay for, but I didn't realize how much of my business I was giving on a silver platter to someone else.
Yeah. In talking about business, I have to, because a lot of the things that I learned were from Nat. And when I hear Nat talk about processes, having worked with her so closely through the book publishing process, I know exactly what she means, because I learned that from Natasha. I learned that you need to have processes in place, and if it's not working, then you fix it, change it, or make it work, which I'm still doing and still implementing those processes. And then when you have team members start, you've got to make sure that they've got adequate training and understanding, and that's process stuff as well. And it's good to hear that you've now got two working on that whole publishing section, because Nat's model of doing business is really quite unique and all-encompassing. So if you want to write a book with Nat, there's a great deal of bonuses that you get for doing that process. I want to know that from your experience, so you've got all these amazing books, you've helped so many others write amazing books. I want to know what you think the biggest challenge for people thinking about writing, and why they just don't write.
Well, the number one reason why people don't write their books is actually not time or money, which is the two usual reasons, but it's really tied in around our self-doubt and self-worth. Okay, so that is, am I worthy enough? Who am I to say I'm the expert? You know, what will other people think? You know, like kind of, am I going to, you know, how is my content, or if I bring out this book, going to be pulled apart by other people, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, not giving themselves that permission to shine. And my biggest job is, I always say with first-time authors, is my job is to help you get out of your own way and get over yourself so you can actually done, because it's actually not that big of a deal, because the person you become at the other end of writing a book, it's, so I say writing your first book is not about the book, forget about that, it's actually about the person you become at the other end of it, and that's that you're up leveling in life, and you're building your confidence, you're building your certainty. So who cares even what's in the book? The fact that you've been through the process, you know, it's going to bring and attract opportunity. And you can see that in your own life, Tony. You were writing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What you do right now, right?
No, it's got nothing. I actually say, often I'll find myself saying Nat's words as I'm talking to other people, that it's really not about the book. It's about who you become, the business you developed, the creations that happen after the book. So just get out and do the first book and you'll be surprised what happens. And it's different for everyone, isn't it, Nat? For some people, it's about their business and talking about their business. For other people, it's about confidence. And what are some of the other things that people get from writing a book?
So the healing aspect, if they've been through a really traumatic experience, I actually spoke to a lady this morning and she was in tears. She goes, I don't care what this book does. All I want to do is heal from everything that I've just gone through the last decade and all that sort of stuff. And I said, that's a great reason to do it. I said, it's very therapeutic. Some people do it as
a doubt.
Yeah, legacy for their families to give the – I've had authors say, I want to give my family the book for Christmas, you know. It's, you know, and all that sort of stuff. My father-in-law just published a book. He's 78. Stuart's dad. He walked into my office about 6 months ago with this manuscript printed out and said, can you help me publish this? And it was the his mum's life story. And he really wanted to kind of document her life. And his mum passed away probably a good 20-plus years ago, and it was dedicated to our children. So this is their great-grandmother's life, you know, for a life before they were even born that you know, and about all of that. So it was he would have been doing it for legacy, to honour his mum as well.
Yeah. And that your kids have also published books, haven't they?
Have they
all published them now? All three of them published?
No, Zara, not yet.
Does she want to?
I've asked her. She said, no, not yet. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But definitely Nika and Judd have. And very interestingly, even though we don't promote their books as much because we don't have as much time to focus on that, because they've got international distribution through the platform we upload the books on, and they're showing up on all of these online resellers, they're actually selling, like, you know, a handful of books every month.
Oh, and that's awesome.
From every book, there's like a $5, you know, profit, but that's okay. Like for kids, that's kind of
that's
a lot
brilliant.
Of money. Yeah, and it's all happening kind of on autopilot. So so that's really funny, and that I keep seeing on the reports that the books are actually selling to randoms, which is really even more special.
Oh, that's good. So I remember when Mika was writing her book about the aeroplane. Was it about the aeroplane?
Elizabeth's Den Air Adventure. That's that one.
Yeah. What did Judd end up writing about?
Yep. So his one is right behind me as well. The Unlikely Grand Final. There it is. His one sells more than Mika's. So, but we don't share the numbers.
Fair enough, because there would be in-house children's squabbles, I'm sure. Nat, I just want to talk a little bit about Stu, because he's such a fundamental part of what you do, and he's not so much in the public space as you are, but he's still an important part. Tell us about Stu's role in all of this.
I'll give you his funny title, even though he's... His real thing is that he really is like the marketing expert or director, if you like, in our business. But his other title is he's director of the faith department, faith.
Yeah.
When I start to freak out and get all nervous that things are maybe not going the way, you know, he's like the rock that says, of course everything will be all right. Like, you know, like this is how it always goes in life or in business. It's up and down. It's a roller coaster. Are you sure we're not going to just implode? Like, you know. So he always, aren't I in charge of faith department? He goes, you know. And so that's kind of how I see him, and he keeps me like calmer because I'm very future focused. And I can sort of, if things are not going well for a week or two, which is not a long time, right?
But
in my brain, it blows out as if this is now going to, this is just going to
go on for forever.
Yeah, and it's not true. And I know this, I've been through this for 12 years over these periods with patches, but you need that buddy and that support system that's just going to say, you know, and remind you of those things. And I think that's what a lot of people in business can be lacking, and I'm so lucky to have like my life partner to be there supporting me in an emotional sense and holding the space. And at the same time, he's amazing at marketing now. Yeah. Like really, he's the one that took over the email marketing. He does Facebook ads for us. We no longer need to hire a Facebook expert. He's just like learned alongside them, and he can do that because it can be a big investment. And so and he helps he's now another role is that he unpacks the author's books, so he preps them for their retreats So I used to do the preps myself, pretty much most of them. He took over a little bit, but now the last
he does
year
it all.
Does it all. Does it all. So really my job is to be the face of the business. Of course, I do a lot of the sales
all
side.
The, yes, I was just going to say you're responsible for the day things and the whole retreat and then
obviously
coordinating it all.
Coordinating everybody and like, yeah, I still heavily am in the sales role of the business, which is the very last thing you ever outsource in a business. But the good thing you may not know, Tony, is that one of our past authors from 4 years ago is now has been hired as a business development specialist. So a salesperson in other words, on 4 days a week. So
that's amazing.
She started about three, four months ago and is doing well, doing a lot of follow-up. The things I don't have time to do, that kind of nurturing and long-term follow-up that, you know, if you want to generate more business,
but
kind of look in every nook and cranny, like, right?
Yes. There's so much interest around publishing a book, and people think that, I could never do that. But what people don't realise is there are avenues open to people now that they weren't always open, which brings me to my next question. Let's talk about the difference between self-publishing and traditional publishing, because I don't think people realise that you can take it into your own hands. You're not reliant on a traditional publisher and a traditional contract. In fact, most people I know do not have a traditional publishing contract. So tell us what the difference is, Nat.
Well, personally, I wouldn't touch traditional publishing with a 10-foot pole, as they say, because for mine, the biggest deal breaker is it takes way too long. It takes 3 years at least from project to come out.
Yep.
And you and I have just talked about the fact that in 3 years I built a 7-figure business. Like, and in three months, I wrote my first book, and in further 3 months, it was published. So in 6 months, I had a book out, and now my authors, I've seen people as quick as the fastest was 49 days someone to come out with a book, start to finish. So you have greater control. Yes, you have to fund the process yourself. It's a fee for service, guys. Self-publishing is fee for service, but you're buying a shortcut, and you are having full control over your rights. I mean, as long as you choose the right self-publisher, because the first self-publisher I chose when I was doing my first book didn't give me my print-ready files. I had to keep reading from them. So you got to ask the right questions. Am I going to get my print-ready files? You know, do I get all my royalties? Like, my value for my authors is to set them up into their own accounts, right? So you yourself, I set up in Ingram Spark under Tony
Longton. Absolutely.
So I'm not getting any benefit from your book sales.
It comes to me.
It's all yours. It's all in your name. The only thing that's on your book is that publishing company logo. That's pretty much as you know, what benefit we get if someone turns over your book and says, oh, this
and
is
goes, cool.
Right? But that's kind of credibility, because if you just put your name that you're the publisher, then that's kind of, you know, that should just be yourself. But Ultimate World Publishing, oh, that seems like a global company, right, that did it. So you can actually have the perception as a self-published book that you were traditionally published. So how do you do that is obviously a company like ours has their logo on your book, on the spine, everything. The book looks like it's quality of traditional publishing.
And it is quality.
It is. Your book is right there. If you get my banner, it's right there.
It's
you can tell, like, you know, sometimes you go into some company's websites and you look at book covers and you can see, and sometimes when people show me books that they've done, you can see ones that they've attempted to do on their own versus getting advice from people who've done it, you know, for a long time, you know, things that work well and all that sort of stuff. So traditional publishing is the most prestigious way perceived. I guess you will be in bookstores.
Nat, I think that's going to change. I really think it's going to change because
entrepreneurs, they won't go in. If you're a solopreneur, you're an entrepreneur, or you want, like, you know, you want to take control and you want to, like, kind of be your own boss, self-publishing is the way to do it, because otherwise you don't have as much control. You know, you can't even sell your own books when you're traditionally published. You always have to keep sending people through them. And the royalties, Tony, 5 to 15% with traditional publishing. I said sell a book on my website, I'm making 70%.
Yeah, completely different. And I'm not sure that people, because we've held traditional publishing up at that high level for so long, it's taking a while for people to realize, actually, this is a really good alternative to get my book done professionally and done in a way which I maintain control. It's my content, it's my book, it's my royalties, et cetera, which was one of the things that I loved the most about working with Ultimate World Publishing when I did my book, was all of those things, my control, my revenue, and the fact that it was done so professionally and so well. Nat, you do things differently from other publishing houses, and I wonder if you can explain for the audience just what your programs look like, because they're fantastic. I'm sold, obviously.
So, look, my idea when I developed this was I didn't want to just be a book coach or a mentor, because I could have just provided helping people get to the point of getting manuscripts finished, right? I wanted a way to trick people into making sure they finish, because I didn't want to give half the solution. So I wanted that whole, you've now written a book, we've mentored you through the content, now we're going to publish it in the end. You have this tangible thing you can show for what you've invested in, and you've done it in 3 to 4 months. Yeah?
Yeah.
And so what we created was something that I don't even know if it exists in Australia by another company, start to finish.
I don't think so, Nat. I talked to lots of publishers, and I haven't found anyone that does the same depth and level that Ultimate World Publishing does.
Yeah, so in the US, I've heard that there may be companies out there, but their price points are probably, they've said to me 5 to 10 times more.
They are.
It. So you're just confirming this. Well, I'm just I don't go out there researching what other people are doing. The one thing about me, it's been focused on what I can do best and keep improving on that, because I never want to feel like I'm copying anyone or anything, just focus on what I do best and what actually has worked for me and what I've appreciated through the process myself. And so therefore I wanted an end-to-end program that was going to be streamlined. It's going to take people away from their everyday environment. So nowadays the retreats are virtual. So Tony, I'm about to do the 12th virtual. So it might be the 40th overall, but it's the 12th virtual.
Yay.
More effective. We've actually learned by moving offline to online, when it's writing time and people are going into a breakout room, they're actually writing. And not socializing at the coffee machine or dancing right away, you know, which you know what it was like. You came to a face-to-face. Yeah. It was wonderful and a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong.
They were fun. But you want to write the book. You want to come away from the retreat with
faster. They're actually coming out even faster because there's no lagging. There's not like I used the retreat for a party time. I actually, you know, we still have a great time. Like today, we recorded the song for the choreography. Like we have a Zoom choreography for the song and, you know, that we're going to have. So we're doing modeling it very much closely to what the face-to-face model was. Yeah. But when it's writing time, it's writing time. And we have a lot more structures post-retreat support, like post-retreat accountability calls, coaching couch with Nat, master, like there's a calendar of these events that happen week in and week out that didn't exist in a face-to-face world. That's changed.
And it works better and quicker.
People get a lot more of me as well. So whereas you probably didn't see very much of me after the retreat until your book was kind of ready and you kind of did have a very smooth and fast journey through publishing because you're quite committed and action focused. But a lot of people didn't see or hear from me because we were just ready then for the book to go into editing. Now there's like 4 Mondays after the retreat where we catch up and post-retreat accountability calls to make sure in those 30 critical days after retreat the book does come in to editing. Because we want people to be through the process a lot faster. And because I'm not having to get on and off planes, like just before your call, I had the couch with Nat, which is what I was telling you about yesterday.
Yes.
This is like an hour once a fortnight. 3 people come up with challenge or a question in their business behind their book. We tackle it. We get on. you know, other people get value, we mastermind, off we go. We do our masterclasses online, all of our US and Canadian, you know, all the people all over the world jump on it. And it's just the communities connecting all the time and we're seeing each other so much more.
Oh, that sounds really cool, actually, Nat. I mean, because you and I did other things in and around the book, I actually used to crew for Nat whenever she was doing in-person meetings on the Gold Coast, because it was a phenomenal way to learn. And I tell you that was, again, I keep thinking of these things that I learned when I was with you. You know, that simple thing of when you're starting out in business, make sure you get to 2 to 3 networking meetings. Mm-hmm. I did all of that. I did all of those things and kept those things going until you get to a point where people are starting to refer to you and that starts to change things. So I'm now at that wonderful place where people are starting to ask me, refer to me, connect me with someone, et cetera, which is quite lovely, I have to say.
Life easier and, you know, if someone's referred you, it's almost like they've done 70% of the work, you know, to get to know the people. And, you know, the other thing, if I can add on to what you were just saying, you know, what you learned, how we're different is that when our people do our program, I consider them lifetime members of what we do.
Yes. So
say yourself, if you wanted to revisit a masterclass, like next week I'm running an online program creation masterclass, you could jump in on that. Like, it's a full day training.
I know. And I have to tell the audience that I have done these Nat's masterclasses, probably the only, I've done lots of them again and again and again. And it's only been in the last 12 months as I've physically and mentally got busier that I haven't been able to fit them in. But in addition to that, I've got access to templates and worksheets and processes and videos, all of it. Whenever I think that I might have, I can just jump into the Dropbox that Nat shares with everyone and go, okay, I'm looking for XYZ. Oh, right, there it is. Yeah. And it has a hugely positive impact if you're trying to build a business around a book.
Yeah.
Or as part of your business, you've written a book.
There's massive infrastructure that you've got to set up, right? There's lots to do. And my the good thing is that if I don't see a lot of you, I know you're doing it. You're making money. You're, like, you know, growing your business. So to me, it's like, you know, a sign that, hey, she got what she needed. If she needs us, she knows we're back here. I mean, I had an author, one of my authors from 7 years ago, Tony, she started coming back into everything about 12 months ago, and now she's like doing book 2, book 3. She's doing this membership I'm starting in June, you know, and she's really gotten right back into some of the things because she wants to be part of the community a lot more as well. And and so the door's always open. I always can see, like, my intention with my authors is never just, hey, we're just here for the 48-hour thing, like, finish the book. My intention is that I have made lifelong connections and some of them friendships, very close.
Yes.
You have been to lunches. And
yes, I was just going to say, Nat and I go to lunch when we can fit it in. So
you gave me flowers for my birthday last year, I remember, you know, delivered because you couldn't come to the party. So for me, I host the party at the Gold Coast house because I have a Gold Coast house as well. That's the beauty of working hard, is that I was able to give my family an out of Melbourne, the most lockdown city.
In the middle of a pandemic where no one else was getting out or doing anything, Nat got the family up to the Gold Coast and where we lived in relative freedom.
Yeah, sight unseen, bought the house, did our 2 weeks quarantine and found our freedom twice. Once in 2020 and once in 2021 through the two big lockdowns. And that was just because I did that hard work in those first 3 years the way you have, and now everything is a lot easier. There is word of mouth, and this is all because of the books and the credibility and the frameworks that we've set up so that we can now invest and secure the future for us and our children.
Yeah. And that you, it, and it doesn't actually stop there, because I know you and you are continuously tweaking things and making them better or more streamlined or more efficient, or because that's what you do. And I think that's part and parcel of having business, is it? You're like, oh, that didn't quite work. Maybe we could do it better this way or what have you. And it's actually good from my perspective too, because when Nat and I first started working, I think you had a PA, and I remember back then having a conversation about, oh my God, that would be my dream to have a PA. And now I have a PA, and oh my God, is it not just a dream to have a PA? And I've got a second one as well that helps with live commentary and video and audio and file management, which is massive for what we do. It's just such a great process, and I never would have thought that I would be in this place had I not made that decision back in January 2018 after going to one of Nat's half-day workshop. It must have been. Nat would have been a half-day workshop. Thought, right, this is the way to write the book. Sorted it out. Stopped what I was doing in the July of that year, sat down and wrote from July to November, went on an international holiday while the book was being edited and edited from Scotland. I think we were in Scotland maybe.
Yes.
Somewhere. And they would send me the transcript backwards and forwards and through the editing stage, and then got it published in the January. So, And you're telling me that it can be faster than that now.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, I mean, people are doing it faster, you know, the ones that are truly committed and they do a bit of the pre-work like you did.
Yes, yes. The pre-work was really helpful. So, Nat, I want to let the audience know how they can work with you and how your programs work.
Yeah, cool. Well, that half-day workshop you crewed at and attended yourself is still around, and it is our most valuable way to find out more about who we are. We've been running it 35 to 40 times a year the last 9 years. Online, thankfully, we were so blessed that we pivoted from offline to an online version very, very successfully, even though I hated it the first three or four that I did. Doesn't feel right, you know, I don't have people in front of me. Yeah. But look, I got used to it. I learned what works better on Zoom and what doesn't, and drop, you know, like you say, keep tweaking. And so that particular half-day seminar still runs. But online, we can offer a free general admission ticket, and we have like a VIP upgrade if people wanted. Hundreds of people register. Like I just had 500 people registered for Tuesday gone.
Oh, Nat, that's amazing.
Yes, it was crazy. Not every single person shows up.
I know, but that's...
We have like nearly 100 people there. That's still huge.
That's great.
Yeah, so that runs every, you know, 7 to 10 days throughout the year outside of school holidays and all that sort of stuff. So if people go to our website, writeabook.com.au, that's really easy to remember.
Yes, it is.
You know, you just go on the free training tab. It's probably plastered all over the website, and you'll find kind of the next date will be advertised. You know, there's kind
and
of...
And they like just register.
They just register. The beauty of it, when you register, you get a free ebook version of that pink book behind me, Shut Up and Write Your First Book. So that you
and
get
it's good. I've read that one too.
Yeah, great pre-reading. So do that as your pre-learning homework, because you will... Like there's a trilogy of books that I how I've pulled all this together. So that's the mindset aspect. Then you've got the black book, which is the 48-hour book. And then there's the green book, which is Shut Up and Sell Your First Book, which is your marketing and sales aspect of what you need to do. So really it's like mindset, process, and leverage. So really I always encourage people to take the time and set aside those 3.5-4 hours that's going to be at that seminar. Because once you've been there, you kind of go, I get how this process works.
It opens your mind to what's possible when perhaps you didn't realize quite what was possible.
Absolutely. Because we can't do, when I talk to me, I can't do it justice unless you have actually sat through those first 3.5 hours.
Because it explains everything. Explains everything. And yeah, I was just going to say, Nat, it's a prerequisite for going on to work with you further. You must have attended that half day.
Well, talk about what I teach in the half day at the retreat. So if you haven't been to it, you kind of feel like, I haven't heard.
Not
like
understanding. You know,
occasionally I'll have some people who bypass it and then up the retreat. And it's like, you know, oh, yeah, we talked about this, the half day. And I go, I didn't go to the half day.
I remember.
So it's really important. And the reason I do it live, so guys, when you register, it is live. It's not like a green webinar. This is like me and Stuart there live and all that sort of stuff. So it's so engaging. People say, I can't believe that was like 4 hours on Zoom, you know?
Yeah, like, it does go quick because it is, it just, again, it opens your mind up to what the possibilities are that you may not have thought of before and gives you alternatives to what you thought. So if you're thinking about a book and thinking, oh God, it's just too hard, this actually opens your mind up to go, oh, okay, maybe it's not that hard, you know. And you have this whole team, whole company behind you that are invested in your success and in you writing that book, whatever genre it is. Now, do you still do all genres or is it mostly nonfiction?
It is mostly nonfiction, but we do have people who want us to publish a kid's book or a book. In that case, we say you're not suitable to the retreat program, but you are suitable to buy a publishing package from us.
Yeah.
So we do publish the other genres. We don't mentor on creating the content for them. So the memoirs and your how-to or nonfiction books are our retreat-appropriate books. Certainly I've got, so we now have one guy who's a pilot who's writing like the Valkyrie Chronicles, which is a 7-book series. Like it's full on fiction. And he's done the first one and he's just bought 5 more publishing packages from me because he knows there's going to be so many. He's got like actually 3 lots of series that are 7 books each. So it'll be a long journey. But so we're doing those things, but we're not promotional of them because the retreat is our core thing that we do. And because I'm big business head, as you know, I love showing people how to turn their story or their expertise into a viable 6 to 7 figure business because I know that they invest a lot in getting the book out there and I want them to have return on investment 10-fold, 20-fold, you know, like you have from the learnings and the experiences. So that's why there's a heavy component beyond the book on business mentoring, coaching, these masterclasses.
Education and understanding what you'll need in the real world to be successful, either as a writer or as the book as part of your business. Either way, those skills are transferable across whatever you choose, aren't they?
Totally. And, I say my job with you guys is 30% about the book and 70% about what you do with it. You know, it's only when we have the book also ready can we start doing the other activities behind it and things like that. So, yeah, so that's what my advice would be is come along to that half-day seminar and just learn, take lots of notes. I mean, the reason I'm doing it so many times is because the feedback keeps, people always say, I can't believe you guys give us so much.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that that's part of the reason for working with Nat too was that there's just so much information that you have access to and you may not need it right there in that moment, but somewhere down the track you will and it's always there anyway if you've worked with Nat and the team at Ultimate World Publishing. Nat, I want to know what your favourite book is and why.
All right. I'm going to take you back like years and years and years ago before I even was a business owner. And I don't know if it's my favorite, but it was the catalyst
list
for everything that we're seeing today. And that was a book by Terry Hawkins, There Are 2 Times in Life, Now and Too Late. She's a Queenslander originally. Now she lives in the US. And I saw her do a keynote speech at one of our OPSN conferences. That was my past life.
Used to work. Eyes and glasses.
Yes. And she was so engaging. She was so much fun the way she delivered. Actually, the content from her book was her keynote. I didn't realize once I read the book, I realized, oh, this is what she said on stage. As speakers, that's what we do. We actually deliver what we write in the books, right?
Same. I do the same thing. That's my keynote as well, is the exactly, from the book. Right? Yeah.
And so I bought the book at the time after the keynote, and she signed it for me and all this. But one of my little niggly thoughts, you know how you have little thoughts as you're watching someone, I asked myself the question, you know, I wonder what someone has to do what she's doing, you know. I played what I call the I wonder game, because then that kind of makes you, and this was like probably 7 years before I even started the business.
Yeah.
Right. So that wasn't even like, you know, it was just put out there into the universe. And surely enough, about 3 or 4 years into my business, I was invited to speak at a corporate conference, and I was paid five figures for this 1 hour talk on social media.
Yeah.
And it flew me up to the Palazzo Versace on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
After I spoke in front of this, you know, company's, you know, people. When I got off the stage, someone came up to me, and a few people came up to me, and they said, oh, my God, thank you so much. That was awesome. Oh, my God, you remind us so much of someone who used to speak at our conferences in the past. And I said, who? And they said, Terry Hawkins.
Oh, wow.
So this was like a decade after I had first seen her. I was doing what she was doing.
And
Terry subsequently has written kids' books, Let's Do Happy, Let's Do Healthy, Let's Do Ability or something. Like there's four of them. And I actually had the opportunity to spend 3 days with her in an intimate training in Melbourne in my early years in business training. So when I didn't have the money to afford to work with her, so I offered to crew. And she let me, and I saw therefore I could go along for free. But she actually let me be a participant. It was just kind of a thing. And I gave her my first book as a thank you, and that she inspired me, and she gave me all her kids' books. So my kids have been reading her books. And I ran into her just this February. She came from the US to speak at the Business Blueprint Conference.
Yeah.
And came up to her, and she recognized both Stuart and I, and we like told her about the whole full circle. So this has been like a whirlwind of probably a 20-year journey of
Amazing.
That's a very long-winded answer of what's my favorite.
No, that's cool, because it just demonstrates that if you put something out into the universe, you just never know how it's going to play out in the long run, which is just amazing. Now, before we run out of time, I want to know what Nat's big mission and vision is, and where you see yourself in 10 years.
Oh, 10 years. Hopefully one of my children has decided that would be like to take over as a director.
Here.
And my middle child is showing potential, you know, Mika, who wrote that book.
Yes. Definitely Mika.
She is very interested, entrepreneurial. She's always asked me, how can I make some extra money, pocket money? She's currently my social media sharer, so I give her posts. And throughout the week after school, she puts up five posts in five different spots. Then the next day she swaps them around in five different spots. So I give her $5 a day and $25 a week. But she's very interested in how does someone, you know, kind of build, you know, make money and build a business and all that. So. But the need, what I'm observing is that potentially her, I would love to surpass my 1,000 authors goal. So that's probably going to happen in 10 years. We're at about 611, I think, or 12 right now. So our intention is to remain that kind of family feel, not like too massive where
you
kind of lose touch with your people. I really do like that connection. It actually helps me. Like, I love social. I love going to lunch with you. Yes. Like, being able to talk to people. Like, to me, it's about, I want my business to be my life and vice versa, you know. And I want it to blend rather than go, this is business and this kind of life. So that's my goal. And, you know, if it's not a child that's going to take it over, the business could potentially be sold. Within, I have been told that we're financially independent by my financial advisor, but I would like to get even further ahead. I guess I'm still young. I don't want to stop. I'll get very bored and depressed. And so,
I couldn't see you stopping, Nat, because I know the energy and the love you bring to your half-day seminars and the energy that you bring to your authors as well. Nat, just quickly before we run out of time, though, you publish globally, so anyone in the world can come to you. And for those of you listening in the US, there is a great reason to have your book published in Australia. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. And my US clients and my Canadian clients absolutely love sharing that my publisher's in Australia, and it's really special. Them and they often are quite surprised and so happy to have discovered us, because what's worked really well with that side of the world is that when they finish work or their daily activities is when they can get involved in our trainings, because that you begin our day in their afternoon evening, which doesn't interfere with their work,
and it works really well. Nat, I discovered that as well, and there's an affinity with Australia and America and Canada in particular, and we're great to work. It's a great combination, isn't it? So an Australian publisher and an American potential author, it's a great partnership. Great partnership, because of the time factor, because of the Aussie dollar, the US dollar, it's just good and works really well. So, Nat, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's an absolute delight to share the studio with you as one of my first mentors and friend. And I love to hear what's happening in the business, and we do have to catch up for lunch next time you're on the Gold Coast, but you've got to get away on that Fiji holiday first.
First Fiji and then back to the Gold Coast in winter so I can warm up my bones.
I was going to say, don't you usually come to the Gold Coast in winter? Because Victoria is very cold. For everyone listening, Victoria is the bottom end of Australia, and it's really, really cold. So you often find people coming to Queensland, where I am, because it's kind of warm.
Exactly. And then now I've got a house, I can just really jump up there and leave anytime I want, and the business is online. I have set up fully, kitted out, and so do I in Melbourne. So it works really well.
Yeah. Nat, finally, if people want to connect with you, where's the best place to do that?
Our website, writeabook.com.au. Make sure you put the AU.
Good.
But it's very easy to remember,
writeabook.com.au, and you'll find the links to Nat's half-day seminars, which give you so much information and so much food for thought. So if you're listening to this show today and you're thinking about writing a book, please do yourself a favor and go and get on to that half-day seminar as soon as you can. You'll be so glad you did. Changed my life completely, and it's all up to Nat and the team at Ultimate World Publishing. Nat, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. Bye.
And that, my friends, is your lot for the Everyday Business Show this week. We'll be back next week with more information. Don't forget, if you are driving while listening to this, the information will be under wherever you see this video today. Natasha Demon from Ultimate World Travel. There you go. That's another idea. Ultimate World Publishing. Thank you so much. And that is all. Bye for now.
I want to do it to the best of my ability, because if I fail, that means I fail for my entire female nation, I call it.
Is that possible? That was the question for myself.